Chapter 4 The New Man.
And so we return. Baez frowned towards the city, a bright white crescent spread out around the glittering bay. Slowly but decisively it came closer, reaching out and wrapping Giselle in its welcoming embrace. The features grew distinct, green parks peeping out between the houses, white spires thrusting up from the mass of buildings. He could see the towering walls of the Agrient, sunlight glinting from burnished domes above. The House of the Maker loomed high over all, but even that forbidding mass now seemed somehow to speak of warmth and safety. He was home. He had survived. It felt like 100 years since he had stood at the stern of a not dissimilar ship, miserable and forlorn, watching Adua slide sadly away into the distance. Over the surging water, the snapping sailcloth, the cries of the seabirds, he began to distinguish the distant rumble of the city. It sounded like the most wonderful music he had ever heard. He closed his eyes and dragged the air in hard through his nostrils. The rotten salt tang of the bay was sweet as honey on his tongue.
"One takes it you enjoyed the trip, then, Captain?" asked Baez with heavy irony.
Giselle could only grin. "I'm enjoying the end of it."
"No need to be downhearted," offered Brother Longfoot. "Sometimes a difficult journey does not deliver its full benefit until long after one returns. The trials are brief, but the wisdom gained lasts a lifetime."
The first of the Magi curled his lip.
"Travel brings wisdom only to the wise. It renders the ignorant more ignorant than ever. Master Ninefingers, are you determined to return to the north?"
Logan took a brief break from frowning at the water.
"I've got no reason to stay."
He glanced sideways at Pharaoh, and she glared back.
"Why look at me?"
Logan shook his head.
"Do you know what? I've no fucking idea."
If there had been anything vaguely resembling a romance between them,